I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden are flying to Maui to comfort survivors of the wildfires that ripped through the western part of the Hawaiian island. Speaking to reporters as President Biden flew to Hawaii, Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell said crews have not searched some areas yet.
85% of the area that has been searched, but we need to remember that this remaining 15% that's out there includes several multi-story, multi-family dwellings.
The president will pay tribute to victims of the wildfires, which have killed more than 100 people since they erupted August 8th. Ukraine's president is thanking Danish lawmakers in person after Denmark and the Netherlands said they'll provide Ukraine with F-16 warplanes to use against Russia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Copenhagen,
thank all of you for helping us.
Vladimir Zelensky saying Kyiv needs the jets against Moscow's much bigger force.
All of Russia's neighbors are under threat if Ukraine does not prevail.
While the first F-16s could be delivered to Ukraine around year's end, the Pentagon's top Air Force commander in Europe does not expect them to be a game changer in this fight, saying getting squadrons battle ready could take 4 or 5 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, has rejected a proposal by Niger's military junta to hold elections within 3 years of a July coup, an ECOWAS commissioner said on Monday. The junta's leader said over the weekend the military government that seized power on July 26 would launch a national